Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 14. This is letter number 4978. Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Kislev, Toshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Bracha v'shalom. Of course, this is a letter to a woman. The Rebbe starts off with blessings and peace. So the Rebbe said, with pleasantness, I read in the letter that your husband, may he live, Shlita, wrote about the continuation of your activities in the framework of Nesheyu Bnois Chabad, of the women and daughters of Chabad. But he does add, even though he adds over there, that the little bit of distraction or what bothers you is the worries, different worries about their livelihood. Debt, similar, you know, that's the standard, you know, a lot of, so he's happy that she continues to work, but they're still worried. I don't know, maybe they had opportunities maybe to get better jobs or something, but the Rebbe, to make more money and things like that, but the Rebbe is saying that he was happy to hear that she's going to continue this work. And the Rebbe explains, says, I'm sure that it's extra to explain at length that being occupied in this is one of the actually merits or the omens, the zgulas, to diminish those worries. In other words, if you do work in this framework of Neshei Bnei Chabad, this is actually will help to diminish those worries. And based on the instructions of our Torah, which is a Torah of life, so over there is a statement in the Mishnah. It says that a mekabel olav oil Torah mavidim menu oil derecheres, one who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, they remove from him the yoke of the ways of the world. Basically, you gotta have some yoke, you gotta have some worries. But if you accept the yoke of Torah, and that becomes your yoke, then you won't have to have the yoke of a livelihood. And our sages of blessed memory, they specifically use the language oil, a yoke, which means that even though that, say, it's a yoke because it appears this matter that it's hard, and sometimes it doesn't really make so much sense logically in an understanding. You don't understand how, you know, getting involved in Torah is going to take away your worries of a parnasa. But yet, a person needs to do this in a way of accepting the yoke. And this is actually the advice, and this is the way to diminish person's yoke in worldly matters and the matters of the ways of the world, is take upon yourself the yoke of Torah, and in this case, be involved in the activities that will actually remove from you the yoke of Parnassa, or the worries of Parnassa. So the Rebbe says, it's self-understood, I don't mean that you should take upon yourself, load yourself up with technical matters that other people can do, not to do everything by yourself. But the Rebbe says, every matter that does, you need somebody responsible. The Rebbe wants to be the one in charge, but the actual work can be done by others. So the Rebbe says, the one who interest themselves that all these matters should be done in the most beneficial way, and that's not something that every man or woman is capable to take this responsibility. In other words, to take charge and to make sure that things are being done the right way, besides the fact that it requires some experience and getting used to in this service, in this kind of work. So the Rebbe, because she did this work before, and the Rebbe is therefore very encouraging that she should continue doing the work, because the responsibility of the work, that cannot just be passed along to somebody else. That requires the person himself to do it. And the Rebbe says, you have experience, you have responsibility, so go ahead, let somebody else do the technical stuff, but you should still be the one that's supervising. And the Rebbe ends with a prayer that she should be successful in all of the above, to fulfill the intentions of our Rebbes, our Nesim, our holy Rebbes, to infuse Hasidic vitality, light and Hasidic vitality in all of your community, in all your surroundings, through, by ways of the framework of Neshei Ubnois Chabad, also to reach to the outside. And since it says that the reward is in the measure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is measure for measure, to add light and energy also in your personal matters, in the homes of each and every one of the members, and first and at foremost, those who are occupying and putting effort into this. The Rebbe ends with a blessing for good news and for a shining Hanukkah, and Rebbe asks regards for each and every one of the family, of the members over there, to send regards. And you see here, the Rebbe is very happy that she decided to continue working within the framework of Chabad, and the Rebbe is encouraging her and saying that the worries of Parnassa are actually going to be diminished by her involvement with these matters, because as it says that if you accept the yoke of Torah, you remove the yoke of the livelihood. But the Rebbe says, don't be put upon yourself all the technical stuff. Let somebody else do it, but you need to be responsible in making sure that it's done in the best way. And we should all, Rebbe Bresser, to succeed in fulfilling the wishes of the Rebbe, which brings blessings to her community work, but also in her personal, in their homes, and each and every one, and those who occupy themselves in this activity. So Rebbe is very happy that she continues.